We ready, boys? We ready?
The final four I predicted.
Oh, yeah. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 8:12 p.m. We're getting started somewhat on time today because there's going to be some...
time we've ever started today.
There's some naders coming, so we need to get this done and over with quickly.
We might die during this episode.
We might die.
That'd be insane.
If it just goes black and you don't see this episode...
We should have live streamed this just so people know where we're at.
Oh, gosh.
Honestly, yeah. The hell are they going to do? The angle save us.
You make percent. You got 94%?
I told you I was a dollar win.
You just picked UConn.
Well, no one, I'll be honest, no one's beating UConn. We'll say.
No,
it's UConn's.
Alabama's about to get 40 bombed.
Yeah.
Whoever plays UConn in the national championship get 40 bombed.
I'm actually excited to see this DJ Burns and Edie matchup.
It's probably going to be the best matchup for that team.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, DJ, we're hopping right into it. DJ didn't play a full 40 minutes like Edie, though, so. That's the only problem.
That's the only problem, yeah.
I think when he gets in there, he's going to get his buckets, though. He's going to get his.
With Purdue, I feel like you got to be really, really physical.
Really. Can't be.
You can't be physical.
Be a foul.
Well, like, to match up with them. DJ's going to be the only person that can match up with Edie.
He's going to get two fouls right off the bat. Just like Tobey and Jonas did.
You can't do this. You can't just stand straight up against Edie. If he's going to score all day doing that.
Exactly.
You have to create some type of
and then
contact.
When you create contact, it's a foul.
Technically, it is a foul if you... hit them while they're shooting.
But
that is the rule of the game.
It is the rule of the game. If we're being honest, boys, I was going to go on this huge rant because I texted y'all, Sunday night?
I get things off my chest.
Yeah. It wasn't even the ref suck. I was just about to go bashing on Edie himself. But you know what?
I love Edie.
It's been 2 days now, and I really don't have...
2 days?
I don't have the effort to.
Did you hate his post-game interview? He's like, even Tennessee's coach.
Okay, I will say that.
I don't know how we're overlooking 7-4.
I know, I was going to, you know what, that's funny, that's because that was one of the parts I was going to bring up.
I don't know what Rick Barnes missed in 7-4.
I want to say this with a grain of salt, because, you know, I think the dude off the court would be a cool dude to hang out with.
He probably is a great dude.
He's probably a great dude. So off the court and on the court.
Good.
Jackson's got a different opinion. I think he could be a cool dude, but bro.
Isn't he like Canadian?
Yes.
He was on the Canadian national team. He went to IMG. He got offers from Purdue and Baylor. Nobody is overlooking your ass. He's still got offers.
He got offers, correct.
From a team that won the national championship.
Oh, I agree.
So, I'm going to leave that part there.
He's a dog.
He is.
Did you watch the same game we did?
He's good.
Can't tell me he didn't play
well. If you're 7'4". If you're not good, I'd be worried.
Matt,
yeah,
they ran the same play, pick and roll, pick and roll.
You can't stop
pick and roll.
It. Why would you?
Pick and roll, pick and roll.
Listen, only two.
Pick and roll. Oh, here comes Braden Smith down the court. Oh, Edie's on the left, like every other time. Pick and roll, pick and roll.
Well, what's the difference between what Tennessee did? Isolation, Dalton Kennett. Isolation, Dalton Kennett. Isolation.
You're saying Dalton Kennett's buckets are the same difficulty as that game's buckets?
I'm just saying it's the same thing. Why fix it? If they ain't broke, why fix it?
That's completely.
I'm not. It has nothing to do about difficulty. If the ball goes into the basket, what is that considered? Points.
It's 2 points. Yeah.
Yes, 2 points.
What works
for Purdue is pick and roll with Zach Edey. What works for Tennessee is to get Dalton Kennett and someone on 1-on-1.
Anyways,
they couldn't defend Dalton Kennett and y'all couldn't defend Edey.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
But this is where I was gonna go on my tangent. But like I said, I'm not really in the mood for. But
it was a good game. I watched.
It was a good game. It was a good game. Props to Purdue. I think it is absurd that they're saying he's the greatest college basketball player of all time.
That's awesome.
I can name like probably six people right now that I think is a better basketball player than him. Jeremy Cain. I think Axel Lindeborg from UAB is a better basketball player than him.
Axel. Eric Gaines.
I think they're actually
the whole UConn roster.
Honestly, dude. Klingon. There you go. Klingon's a dog.
Let's not look at baseball.
LSU got swept.
Dude, LSU's so trash. Well, they lost to the number one team in the country.
And then y'all lost to the worst team in the country.
Louisiana.
RPI.
RPI?
Southern was the worst RPI-ranked team. So,
I was watching that Tennessee-Georgia baseball game where it was 10-16. They were playing football.
Yeah. Who won that? Tennessee?
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Yeah, back to college basketball, because the elephant in the room is the Final Four. Mm-hmm. Real quick, Final Four, you've got UConn, who I am going to go ahead and say, I think unanimously, I think we all think they're going to win the national championship, in my opinion.
Going to happen.
Can I get four yeses from then or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Alabama would be the team we beat them, though.
My bracket.
Alabama would be the team to beat them.
Their defense sucks.
Their defense sucks, but they're hot. They're not missing 30s.
I think if that's the case, it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah. But I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game because UConn,
UConn's...
Yeah, and they've 20-piece every team they've played in the past two tournaments.
Very true.
So,
I think... It's going to be a UConn-Purdue matchup.
Yeah.
As much as I love to... I hate to say it. NC State, I think their time is over. I love DJ. Good for him, man. He's America's favorite right now.
Have you seen that interview? Like, DJ, where'd you gain all the weight?
I know.
He goes, sir?
He's like, pardon? But, yeah, it's an interesting Final Four, I will say.
Having a hard time finding it.
I'm just looking around.
But besides college basketball, unless we want to, do we want to talk about these past games?
The past game.
Besides Tennessee, Purdue.
Great game against Creighton.
Yeah.
That was a good game. The Duke, NC State game, they just got hot. Second half, NC State came out hot. And that was it.
How many did your boy drop, Jackson? 30? 32.
Dropped 32.
Do you think he's a one and done?
The right way, right?
I think it's facing the right way.
Nah, I mean, I think he should come back, but it's also not about that.
I mean, personally, I haven't seen him any. Have you seen? I haven't seen him any draft boards.
Everybody's saying he's like their farewells and stuff, but
that'd be something sweet if he came back.
He ain't called me this week. He usually calls me every Monday.
But they came out hot the second half, and Duke had a hard time battling back with Flakowski being in foul trouble, and the three wasn't falling for them.
That was one of the worst first halves I've ever seen in my life.
From Duke or just in general?
It was bad.
Both.
It was 27-21, and it was the worst offensive play I've ever seen. It was almost just as bad as the Tennessee-Texas game.
Duke had eight field goals in the first half.
Yeah.
And they were winning.
Sheesh.
Those two games are stick out to me as the worst offensive first halves I've ever watched. Because I remember watching the Texas-Tennessee game, and it was like, 18-16 with like 2 minutes left?
Yeah, it was bad. Well, I don't know. If we want to be honest, the Mizzou-Tennessee game, regular season was terrible. Clemson upsets Arizona, which Caleb Love went on an absolute dud.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Brickin'.
And then it was did y'all get to watch the Alabama-Clemson game? Because that was a good game. That was a really good game. PJ Hall fouls out for Clemson, but the dude's a bucket. Dude's a bucket getter. And I thought what was cool about that, they had I think it was their starting five. They had two brothers playing, and then two guys that played high school together, like throughout. So, I mean, chemistry was there.
Yeah. Want to hear another cool fact about PJ Hall? This is a random fact. Where my fiance's from, Orangeburg, there's a baseball player named Ryan Weathers. Abby knows Ryan. They went to two different high schools, but so small, they're rivals. He is married to PJ Hall's sister.
Ah. Small world.
Yeah, really small world. And she's, this is weird. Switch crack crazy. And he was a Padre, but they were traded to the Marlins.
Yeah. That's even more small world thing.
Yeah. But thank God, this is the Lord's work sending him off. He was awful.
Yeah.
But another game that was crazy to watch, did y'all watch the Illinois-UConn?
I'll be honest, I caught.
They went on a 23-0 run in the second half.
They went on a 30-0 run in general.
Oh, yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, I did see that.
That was crazy.
I thought Tennessee's 18-0 run was insane, and then I saw that. I was like, wow. They did. I think they scored, 18 minutes consecutively that they Illinois didn't score? It was,
So the start of the second half, it was 23-0 run. They scored and went 23-2, and that's what ended the run. But, I mean, once you're down that much, it's over with.
Speaking of, back to some other games, Houston-Duke. That game was, Jared McCain, it was Houston-Duke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Jared McCain, was that the game?
He dropped like 20-something.
20-something. But, dude, if Shed from Houston wouldn't have gotten hurt, different story.
They would have ragged all of them.
That is so depressing. That's another person on my list that I think is better than Edie. FYI. I had a list written out. I'm telling you, I had all these things. It's not even the hate, dude. It's just the...
He's a damn good basketball player. ED is. He's a damn good basketball player. You can't take anything from him.
He's a good basketball player. Yeah.
He's not a bit of humble, I'll tell you that much.
And he's on the top of the stage. It's hard to... I mean,
when you get beat by 16, 15, and then... What, get put on the first round again? 3 years row? I wouldn't be talking
his,
my...
Let him have his cake.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I'm done.
Last
no more.
Year, what, they lost to FDU first round, right? Mm-hmm. Was it a 16-1?
Year before they lost to St. Peter's.
Okay, so it was a 16-1. The year after, the last team that lost to a 16-1 that won it all.
Virginia,
yeah.
So, and not many people like that Virginia team.
I liked him.
They're a bunch of cocky motherfuckers. I wasn't a big fan, but I let them have their cake. Good, let them have their cake.
Just saying, if I was him, fool. I'd be talking this.
That's what I'm saying. There's no
yeah. If I was 7-4, yeah, I'd be talking that.
There was
not one bit of humble.
Our bet right there.
Yeah, that was a brutal beat. Yeah. That's a brutal beat.
What was the win?
Like 190.
It was 190, yeah.
For what,
10
bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I you did 10, I thought we
did 1. Just 10 bucks. I was like, ooh. I mean, the first two games were out hot, North Carolina, confident, and then...
God. What was that? It was like they were 14-0 being were like the spread.
Yeah, North Carolina's 8-0 against the spread.
And then when we bet them, they don't cover. It is what it is.
Tough.
Is that when we bet the under on the Navy game? Let's hit the over.
Yeah. I have not been ever on a Navy football game. Yeah. No offense, Jordan, but that would be a waste of my money.
But yeah, it's. I think I'll be out in Phoenix, so I'm excited. Shaw is going to be there too. He called me last night and said, yo, I got my ticket. I'm flying out. He got a ticket, so he's going to the Final Four game.
Wow.
So, look, Alabama.
Yeah. UConn is favored. The money line is -710.
Yeah. Oof.
Smash UConn. Smash UConn. I just feel bad for Alabama.
They're -185 to win it all.
I'm an SEC guy, so yeah, I want SEC to win, but they're going to get mollywopped.
I wouldn't even. It's. I just want to see a good game, dude.
They're just,
there's Mark Sears. That's another guy I think is better than Edie. Yeah.
He's Nelson. A baller.
Speaking of Grant. Dude, Grant, this is the past two, well, last game not so much, but the game against, was it UNC that he went off?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they've been looking, see, I can't even think right now. That's the Grant Nelson they've been wanting the whole year, dude.
He might pop off against UConn.
Well, he's a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes back next year.
Or goes to the draft, one of the two.
He needs to come back another year.
Who knows?
If he goes to the draft, good for him. But I think if he comes back next year, he's now in the system.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, baseball time. We can talk about college, MLB. I had a fun MLB weekend.
Both of my teams suck.
Go Braves.
Chop, baby.
LSU just having a rough start.
I'm a Cubs fan.
And the SEC play. And
I haven't been able to watch much LSU.
They're just having a rough start. I mean, they started off good against Florida, and then they just had two absolute duds against Florida the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All the games against Arkansas were winnable.
Arkansas is also a really good team. Pitching is unbelievable.
All the games against Arkansas, for the most part, were winnable. They just couldn't finish. That's what hurts them. They're not a team that can... put a complete game. They have hot bats. The pitching's not there.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And if you don't have pitching, but that really don't matter.
You know a team that is... I think I might have mentioned it before, but I'm not sure. Kentucky, first off, number one in the SEC East. Bats are hot. That's a scary team right there. Mississippi State's kind of surprised me this year, too. It seems like they got their mojo back as well.
See, LSU dropped all the way to 18.
Clemson, I think, was it? Clemson's number 3, right?
LSU and Wake Forest just have a
Clemson's
sinkers.
Number 2 now.
There's 10 out of 25 that are SEC teams.
Yeah.
Duke.
Represent.
Dude, I don't know how Georgia's not ranked either, I'll be honest. I know they just dropped 2 to us, but that's a good team, man. That's and then they've got...
They double-digit runs in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Or Friday and Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Charlie Condone.
They run Rudolph Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Charlie Condone is hitting 500 right now, which is unreal.
Friday.
He's one of the gold cleats, I'll say it, or golden spikes.
Golden spikes award. I like to send golden cleats.
Golden cleats, golden spikes sounds a lot better. But
and Friday was 16-2.
Yeah.
What was the LSU game for you on that too, I believe?
Missouri, man. That's another
4-3.
See, that was a winnable game. 7-5, 4-3. I think the other one was like 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they started Thursday.
LSU did?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Ole Miss, man. What's going on with Ole Miss?
Isaac thinks they're going to come back. It's the way they started. They started this year, and they won it all.
Don't let the Rebs get hot. Don't let the Rebs get hot.
They won't. They're not going to let themselves get hot.
I feel like there's a winnable games in baseball. 7-4.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I never played, so I don't know. I could be talking out my rear end.
From what?
At that level, I feel like a winnable. 3 runs.
You're away, though.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's
hard to build momentum there. And a 7-0 shutout Sunday. That was nice.
I mean, Kentucky is.
I'm telling you, man, Kentucky is good. I couldn't tell you one player on their team, but from what I've seen, from what I've watched, dude, they're really freaking good. And I think I did mention this. There was an anonymous SEC coach that's predicting them to go to Omaha.
Charlie Conner.
That's not a bad hit.
I would honestly, dude, that'd be sweet for them.
He's over four Sunday.
He's not our starting catcher, but he was there.
Yeah, I remember last year y'all just hated that, man.
Dude, because you're hitting 182, man, and you're striking out.
He's dog water.
Who?
Cal Start.
There's only one player on LSU's team that I can just say I'm happy with. It's Jared Bear Jones. He's the first baseman. He just hits nukes. That's all he does. He's another Tommy Tanks. A person that's too big to be playing baseball.
The foul ball home run where he said FU to the umpire?
Yeah.
That was comedy.
I mean, Tommy and him are playing, they're the best two players on their team. Luke Holm from Alabama. You should have stayed in Alabama. You're trash.
Hey, speaking of Alabama, TJ McCann's from Ole Miss. Glad he went to Alabama. He's actually getting the respect he deserves.
I don't know, maybe LSU will catch heat. Pitching? Maybe pitching. I just feel like it's just the pitching sucks so bad.
And that's what takes you far
in
postseason.
It's just so bad. I mean, at least last year, we had decent relievers, and we had
Skeens.
And, well, the thing is, besides Skeens, we had a second-day starter that was really solid.
Dude, and that's why...
He's in the league now. Well, he's not. He's in minors, but...
Well, Tennessee's a little iffy in my mind. I'm glad you can score all these runs, but you can't be letting up all these runs.
Yeah. Which I saw this like
is their pitching just as inconsistent?
It's I wouldn't
more
say
consistent, but it's not a good consistent.
It's hard to explain with them because I feel like obviously if you get to a bad start, like Kirby came in there with that one game and threw 70 plus pitches, which is absurd for him because he just goes in there and throws a batter.
I mean, Kirby. Like, max is, like, 45, 50.
Yeah. He had to come in and throw 70 pitches.
Yeah, so that's where, even with LSU last year, when they didn't have Skeens and they wanted to start Skeens the last game, they had, like, reliefs throwing 50.
I wanted to see him pitch so bad in that final game. They were warming. So where we were sitting, you could see the bullpen. He was warming up the whole time, stretching. I was like,
he's warming up with the softball.
I don't know.
He's throwing, like, BP, not BP.
But.
What do you call when a pitcher to catch a warm-up?
Bullpen.
So BP.
Yeah, just getting hot. BP is bad in practice.
Okay, excuse my ignorance. I never played baseball, so I enjoy watching it.
You're throwing pins.
Okay, throwing a pin. They showed they threw with a softball, which is insane.
Yeah, they were. I wish I knew why, but I think everybody from LSU's. I think that's just a thing. I think that's just a
just get their hand warmed up.
Technically. Throwing a softball is better for you than a baseball because a baseball is too light for your body to actually throw for your shoulder. That's why everybody's always getting hurt.
So throwing a softball is not new.
No, like people like it.
It's like when you throw a football for like the football is supposed to help you with the off speed because the way you throw a football, it's almost like you're coming through with a curveball.
Put your hand down.
So it's just it's all like that's muscle memory.
I never thought I didn't play it once again. The
football
don't know
here then palm down.
Yeah.
When I was in college, they would always warm up. They would, like, throw, like, a warm-up with a baseball, and then they would do a flat ground with a softball, and then they'd go back in there and warm up. They'd take a weight ball and have to throw it back.
Oh, so that's what the
plyos, yeah.
Okay. Backwards.
That's cool. I don't know much about baseball. I like watching it. I like seeing people hit home runs. I like seeing diamond catches.
POs are head cases, so you can't.
Oh, I know. I watched one.
Wake Forest?
Wake Forest. He's still here.
Yeah,
he's not going anywhere.
He's just...
The forbidden pre-workout.
Yeah, it's insane. Fielders, normal guys. You just talk to them. POs, they're own breed.
That's why they practice and do their own thing.
I know
while we're out here getting active.
I don't know if y'all call him a PO, but we know PO.
You see how he acts.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't see it. He talks so out of his rear end, it's impeccable.
We had two POs in high school. We had
Mold. We can say his name. Isaac Mold.
Isaac Mold.
We're not hating on him.
And we had Carr, who I called Rocket. He was crazy.
I call him Red Rocket.
Red Rocket. But
that's where McCauley had a bunch of POs.
Isaac would get in if we played like Silverdale or something.
No, East Hamilton, we're doing that. He's like, you're pulling people out of the field. You're like, hey, point at the left. And walk dog, come on in.
Dude, speaking of, I was wanting to do this because that just made me think of the time that Jackson and Bradley, y'all switched gloves.
Got it.
I was there at that game.
Can you just like, because I want to talk about a story, but can you dive into that, Jack?
Get you a rundown?
Yeah, get into the mic. Get him.
So we're out there. You know how you throw around before, while the pitcher's warming up, you throw with your friends out there in the outfield. And we switched clubs doing that. And we were doing pretty good. We're throwing each other fly balls.
Jackson's a right-hander. Bradley's a left-hander.
Yeah, I throw with my right hand to catch with my left. He threw with his left, caught with his right. So we get there. We switch our gloves back at the beginning. One out goes by. And then we look at each other at the same time. And we're like, you gonna switch? And I was like, sure. So I threw him my glove. He threw me his. And next batter, next pitch, pop fly center field. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh. That ball's going right to him. And he's got my glove on this hand. And he snags it. And he grabs it with his right hand that he does not throw with. You ever try to throw a ball with a ball with a hand you don't throw with? He grabbed it with. Right back in. And then it decked you here. Time! And I'm like, oh. He's like, Stone, Garland, get back in here. I'm like, oh, shit.
He was running, and he didn't throw it. It's like he shot a jumper. He goes like this. I was in the stands. I was behind the plate, and coach looks at me and goes, did he? And he looks back at the dugout, did he? And then he looks at me, he's like, did he do it? So yeah, I'm over here. I'm like,
me and Bradley are sitting on the bench like this. Just waiting for the game. It's like the fifth inning. We're waiting for the game to end.
He grabbed a chair.
And then we're sitting there, and he goes, Stone, Bradley, come here. I'm like, oh. Get on the pole. And I'm like, oh, shit. Except we don't run until it gets dark. We don't have lights in our field.
We ran. They ran. I watched them run.
We ran and ran. We ran for probably about an hour.
Ran, it was pitch dark outside.
It was dark.
I'm not even lying.
Forget it when he threw the chair.
I know.
The chair.
Same chair he threw. He got out there and put it in the outfield and watched us run.
He threw the chair after y'all did it.
Those girls sitting out here like this, watching me and Bradley run poles.
Nice.
He's like, stop jogging. I'm like, oh.
I swear, every time McCauley played East Hamilton, no matter if it was the 15-inning scrimmage, which we did was stupid, or a game. I swear, every time after the game, you just look over there and East Hamilton's running for some reason.
We played that 15-inning game one time, and we won 2 out of 3 games. And we're over here sprinting. We're running sprints. And I'm like, what are we doing, coach? We played good.
I remember we were out there sprinting. I caught the whole JV game almost. Left in like the 6th inning. Came over. I caught all 15 mm-hmm. of the varsity. And then for some reason, he's like... We're running. And I was like, God. I'm over here like hobbling in the outfield. He's like, why aren't you running? I'm coming, man. Oh, 16 years old.
I remember y'all ran because, I don't know, can I?
The sun probably didn't set in the right area.
I'm not going to say names, but one of y'all boys pissed in one of our trash cans and Garland found out.
Yeah, I could say it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Who was this?
I know. Was it you?
It's 100% me. I know it was.
Oh, I thought it was someone else. I thought I
did multiple times.
That's crazy.
No, the bathroom's in our trash cans. Jog away.
We weren't pissing in y'all's
bathrooms. Y'all got bathrooms in your dugout, don't you?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Or did y'all have to jog, too?
We don't jog. We didn't jog after games. If the one...
They probably all got on the treadmill.
We got run rolled once, and our coach made us go to left field to look at the scoreboard for like 15 minutes, didn't say a word.
See, if we get run rolled, okay, we're running that amount of poles, yeah, we got run rolled.
No, right? I think ours was more awkward because you're just sitting there looking at the scoreboard like, okay, that says 15-0 right there.
I have a question.
It's bad, but...
So someone who's never played baseball at like a high school level or really any kind of competitive level besides, you know, at the rec, what's it like getting a run rolled?
Not a good feeling.
It was tragic.
It's not a good feeling.
It's because in baseball, it's drug out.
And also...
You play like 7 innings, like, yep, we're done.
Yeah.
You ever been down in football to where they start putting the backups in?
Yeah, I've been there.
That's how it feels.
They finish the game. That's the thing.
Well, leading up to the run rule is the same way.
Yeah, and Matt, you got to think that high school 7 innings, so you're getting run ruled in like 3 or 4, maybe 5 innings. Oh, just so think about
over
that.
Quicker.
So yeah, so
it's more.
Have you ever played like a game and it's only lasted an hour? You're like, yep, we're done.
That was,
I personally
still got my senior year.
But,
I haven't.
Also,
in district and playoff games, you're not allowed to get run. There's no timer.
So they get just pound.
We played McMinn that one. We played McMinn when we were undefeated. And we dropped like 25 on.
And then you can't run roll. We just keep going. See, that's what's different.
You got Chad out there playing left in the fourth inning. Chad's a sophomore.
No, and
they're putting pups in. They're probably calling freshmen mid-game. Yeah. Hey, drive up to McMahon. You want to play? They're flying up there.
See that?
But that when Silverdale was on that big run,
they were 20-0, and they came into our place. Sorry for my language, talking shit to us.
And they were wearing all white at our field.
Oh. And it was a Silverdale team. Is that a?
They were horrible.
There was our senior year Silverdale team. They were kind of nice for their division.
They were nice for playing the handicapped kids.
Was that Sawyer?
That was Turner's freshman year.
Sawyer was
Sawyer. No, Sawyer was on the team. He gave up baseball at the time. I'm pretty sure.
I think he played school ball.
Yeah, we...
Oh, he did? Okay, so Sawyer was on
that game lasted about an hour because we played 3 innings.
Who else was on that team?
That's why I can't...
There's a bunch of...
Logan didn't play. Mm-hmm. Logan didn't play.
There's a bunch of guys on the team that we know.
Yeah, I just can't...
I know that was Turner's freshman year.
I went 4-for-4 with 4 doubles.
The team that was better than them was a year before, like Colin Lovell,
that
my neighbor.
Good, yeah.
You know what's crazy? They didn't beat Grace.
That's sad.
They didn't beat the Eagles, baby.
Right. Grace Nick had left-handers playing short and second.
We played Grace. Ours.
Freshman year.
What position you want to play? Shortstop, coach. You're left-handed. All right. Get out there. We got 11 kids. We got one pitcher. One more pitcher.
The deal is crazy. Is the pitcher? Is it the outfield?
Yeah, y'all only had like
just
9,
got done
10.
Shoving 5 innings. You got 120 pitches under the belt. Get out there and play center.
I think you only had, 11, 12 kids on y'all's team? Like, you
had like 14.
No,
kids.
So
but remember, the other three were.
I remember that kind of scenario happened where Cade pitched, and he pitched like a good 5 innings and threw like 80 of the pitches. That coach was like, yeah, go play center field.
It's like you're watching the bench warmers and the guy goes up there. It's like Hallie with the sword.
I remember Kate looking at the coach because he told me, he goes, put the freshmen in, please.
But my favorite part about it was we played y'all's my freshman year.
Yes, yeah, so Noah Gray was on the team. But
Jared Thompson was pitching.
Yeah.
He pitched basically the whole game. And then they strap him up and he starts catching.
Yeah.
I go up to bat. He goes, what's up? And I was like, he's sweating.
That's Tommy John.
That's what you gotta do. No,
that's like rec league. Like literally, like rec league.
Sometimes Cade. That happened to Cade. Sometimes he'd get done pitching. He'd be like, get the gear on. He's like,
no. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
What you gotta do, man?
Oh, no, I understand that.
I mean, it was just as bad as in football. We didn't have one-way players.
Y'all had, 20 kids?
So we had 30, but we still didn't have one-way players.
Yeah.
I was on every special team except kickoff, return, and kickoff.
Nothing was as bad as those 3 5-inning games at Macaulay every single year.
It was 3 5-inning games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have rather just played 1 15-inning game.
It was like, well, the first two would be like, honestly, I think you're like, for us, it'd be our starters first two games, and then the third game would be like JV backups, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So when our JV team was over there playing on their other fields, they would just come over there,
yeah.
And it's like it's so boring.
They were getting like basically if you were trying to play on varsity,
two games
walked over.
you come play in a varsity game. But I remember at the McCullough game my sophomore year,
I will sit on the bucket.
Oh, I got a story about that. Sorry.
Coach Carling goes, you're going to go home, and your moms are going to tell you good job, but they're lying to you.
Yeah.
They're lying to you. I was like, all right.
Do you want to – I need to tell you a story.
Can we go through all the stories about our coaches chewing us out?
Yeah.
I'm a really great –
I need to tell you a story about old Isaac Mulls real quick.
I wish I would have got to see him pitch more.
Is this the Chad story?
Yeah, one of these – I wasn't there for this, sadly, because I was on my sister's senior night, so I didn't get to see this, but I heard about it. And so Isaac's pitching, and Chad hits an absolute nuke off of him.
Well, I was in left.
Pissed on it.
Boom. Hits Isaac's car out of all cars.
His old Civic.
Out of all cars, it hits Isaac's car right after he just gives up a nuke. I was like, I wish I could have been there to see it.
It was hilarious. I was out there laughing. Because those games don't matter, so it just makes it even worse.
We played y'all during the week one time.
Yeah.
And it was dark outside, and you had like all the people sitting in left field.
Oh, yeah. Left field lounge, baby. That's what they call it.
Wig time. The time of his life.
No, they called it the left field lounge. We got rat. Well, I didn't get rat.
Played there. I was in Rice, so I was out there peaceful.
Yeah, it was great.
Nobody was talking to me. Y'all would love to be out there, though.
I will say, okay, before we start getting into coaches, I will say that was senior year was probably the best atmosphere for baseball because for some reason everybody would, like, there was still the left field guys, but then everybody would just, like, back their trucks up and their cars and, like, center right, so you had this whole, like, student section out there and center right. So atmosphere was insane. The atmosphere was crazy.
What was the Baylor's game like?
Baylor's game was junior year sucked.
It's only y'all going to get crapped on.
Junior year sucked. I thankfully was cool with all the Baylor kids. So funny enough, they never talked crap to me. Chad got absolutely heckled.
Chirped.
Got heckled.
Chad didn't get chirped. They did when they played against McCauley.
Yeah, it's crazy. Chad came to Silverdale and chirped me.
Yeah, yeah.
Silverdale it chirped me.
Baylor. That was my biggest. The 2 years that I actually played varsity and I played, never once beat Baylor. There was two times where we could have beaten them. One was we lost 2-1. And sadly, we lost off of, like, this was the most depressing thing. Ball hit to Chad center field. And it hit the grass weird, and it, like, curved. So just, like, Chad's going to field it. Boom. Goes right past him. Like, it was the weirdest spin on it. So that scores a run. Very next play. I'm in left field. And if y'all played at Baylor, the way their field is, it's like pointed. Like if you're in left field and you're looking at the home plate, you see the river and the sun sets. So it's reflecting off of the river. The sun's right there too. So this ball, it's hit to me. I absolutely lose it. And it lands right beside me. And one run scores out there.
I was so pissed off.
I did end up hosing for the third out. We lost 2-1 off of our two errors, which that could have been avoided, which sucks.
To some Fugue stuff.
Yeah, and then, honestly, dude, like, senior year, Chad got suspended, and Brentwood Academy, which was, I'll be honest, was BS. I don't think he should have gotten ejected. He did. So, we're missing one of our good bats. I had to play center field, which, you know, it's not a huge thing, but missing that guy and our bats hurt. And then, could have won the first game, could have won the second game. The first game, actually, Baylor just freaking, like, hit 6 home runs. I swear, was it Danny Corona hit one on the lacrosse field behind us? Pissed on it. We still came back and almost won. And the second game, we almost won 3 times. The second game, we were up by, like, 4 runs, and absolutely, I think we just got nervous in the 5th inning and choked it away. They came back and beat us by another run. So, it's tough.
Just thinking back that that Baylor team was just filthy.
Dude, Cooper Kenny. Danny Corona, Nick Kurtz. I always forget these other cats' names.
Well, was their pitching filthy?
Pitching was good.
Bats are just crazy.
I'm not going to flex. I always hit off well against Baylor for some reason. I flex and I always did.
But what was, like, did they hit a lot of nukes against you?
The first game, that game I was telling you about the home runs, yeah, that was unreal. They had, like, 6 home runs. One of them... because in dead center is 400 feet.
Good thing
I was playing.
John Rhodes didn't go to Baylor.
Yeah. Well, John hit nukes off us, too. We still ended up winning.
John hit nukes off us. Don't
yeah.
Worry. I watched many.
But this ball that Cooper Kinney
hit. Yeah, man. It's filthy.
This ball that Cooper Kinney hit that was dead center. I'm playing center field, and I'm going back. It's like looks like a casual pop fly, and it just keeps. Like, holy cow. Like, that's why this guy's got drafted first round. It was just unreal.
He was nice.
It was unreal.
We played Heritage, Cole Wilcox.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What's that like?
He didn't pitch. He played first base. He went 3-for-3 with three bombs. And he didn't hit one lower than our flagpole.
Yeah. Dude's unreal.
And so our center field was like 375, 380. And he was hitting them. The flagpole was 30 feet in the air, and he would hit them 10 foot over it.
You should have been at that. It was Kumar Rocker and Cole was starting. There was like 30 scouts. And Kumar hit a bomb off of Cole. And then if y'all know Lance Stockery hit a home run off of Kumar. It was a good game. It was unreal.
Yeah.
But.
I know Lance Stockery pretty well.
Yeah. That was a good game to be at, too. But. Anyways, I want to hear some story about your coach, Chirpin, real quick.
So, I don't know if y'all know about Grace's rich history of basketball, but we have a decent history of being good at basketball.
Well, is that so?
Oh, well, I mean, they were
a long time ago.
Back from,
I don't think there was a
they had a run. Run. They had a run of being.
But they didn't have the 3-4.
They had a run of being good from 1990 to all the way to 2013 of being good in the city. And also
so like kind tournament. Of like right around the time you got there, y'all.
Basically, when I was growing up, they're like, this kid, nah, we're not gonna give it to him. Well, the coach that's I was under was the same coach from when the school first started. John Mathias. He is no longer the coach. He just retired this year. Congratulations to him. Second most winning coach in Chattanooga history, but
good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. We lost to Lookout Valley, and let me tell you how bad Lookout Valley is at sports. They're trash. They're bad at basketball. They're bad at baseball. They're bad at football. They should just destroy the school, personally.
I always forget they're a school.
Well, they get a good run on us, and we come out slow. We lose by a point. That's how bad they were that we came back, and we lost. We were down by 20 at the beginning of the half. Well, we get into the locker room, and he starts looking at us pissed off. He's like, everything I worked for since 1985. Y'all just throwing it away into the freaking garbage. He's like, Matthew, you want to call? You want to call Nelson and tell him how bad you're just dragging his name through the dirt? He's like, tell me we're trash. We should all burn our jerseys. Legit, a coach just told me to burn my jersey. He's like, I should take all this and cut all of you right now. I mean, we're like 20 games into the season at this point. So I should cut all of you. All of you. He's like, I don't want to see. We're not having a practice for a week. We didn't have a practice for a week.
Yeah, that must have been nice, though.
He said, I have to go home and think about it.
So y'all showed up next week for a game. It's no practice.
No practice.
Not one cuss word said.
Not one cuss word.
Still hurt.
Yeah, it was hurtful. Told me I needed to burn my jersey. Pulled out his phone and said, you need to call CJ Nelson and tell him what you're doing. You need to call Brendan Herman. You need to call the McMasters. You need to call Patrick Shaughnessy and let them know you're just dragging their name through the dirt. It's like, damn.
I'd love to be at a game now and see how they are.
They're horrible.
This is no offense, but that is some of the worst basketball.
Damn, bro. We ain't that bad.
From watching East Hamilton play to watching them play.
Okay, East Hamilton's a different story.
That's different.
East Hamilton's a different
story. It was just like, it's like watching women's basketball.
That's crazy.
Dude, that was our...
Layups.
You could tell me the Gray Silverdale games were not fun to come watch.
They were fun, I would say. Dude,
what was the winning score, like 43-40?
But dude, the chirping. We all knew each other.
Dude, I'm talking about the basketball.
We'd go to East Hampton
games. They're trying to rip the goal off.
Yes. We got Marcus Long coming off the backboard, cocking it back. Boom.
Did y'all? So you didn't like Fat 50 shooting a three and go.
You ain't shooting no three. You weren't shooting.
I shot 30% my senior year from three.
You take 10 shots.
I took 100. Took 105, something like that.
Dang, dude. You let it fly.
Took 100 attempts that year.
You got Caitlin Clark over here.
No, my career high is 25.
I went to
My bad, go on. I'll get into it later, but
you can go. You're saying important.
No, I just, for some reason, I remember my senior year, I went to a bunch of y'all's basketball games for no reason. I just don't know why. I think it was just
East Hamilton or Grace?
East Hamilton.
Oh, I lose too.
No, it's in top college basketball.
Probably just went because you're her.
Right? They're watching a small college, but.
Well, y'all beat us in the best of preps. Do you remember that? Were y'all there?
Was that 2018?
It was our senior year.
East Hemlo did beat them
in the championship. In the championship,
2019.
It was like when it was like the winter 2018.
It was 2018
because we had Vandrell and Justin and Cam.
Y'all were still solid your senior year. Yeah, Jamal senior year.
Jamal was there, yeah.
Yeah, Jamal didn't do too well his junior year. But
Jamal
senior
dropped,
year turned
Jamal
up.
Dropped 27 in his final game.
Man, we can't leave out Ham.
Ham?
Dude, whenever he would get in the game, it would be so turned. We'd be at like 30. We'd be like, Ryan. And he'd get in, and he would sit in the corner. And somebody would drive, and that guy guard him would pull in, and he would dish it out to Ryan every time. Gas. I think he shot 100%.
He was definitely like 15 for 16 for the whole year.
I mean, every time he got in, at least he would have 3 or 6 points because he would always shoot threes.
I can tell you what, you know who was cold in high school? B-Rady was cold in high school.
I never got to see him play in high school.
Dude,
nice at college.
Baylor home senior year, I mean, he's got it framed. He had a buzzer beater at halftime, and it was like, I forget, it was in someone's mouth. And that place exploded, dude.
Yeah, I never saw Brady Slay. I just know he was very quick.
Yeah, he was good.
He was very, very
good. I don't know about now, but he was. I remember back in the day when he used to come down and hoop at the court and he'd do him.
Yeah.
That's when he started getting the Macaulay hoop sessions.
Dude, I mean, they're in Germany now, but Ant and Melvin.
Oh, yeah.
We played with them that one time.
They can't get the court no more?
Huh?
You can't get to the
court? No, I can get to the court, but I don't know if we wanted actual hoopers there, if you just wanted.
No, we don't want actual hoopers there.
Oh, okay.
Because I played last night with it. I'm sorry, we're kind of going off a tangent of our lives, but you learn a little bit more about us. Last night, I'm telling you, it's only 2 hours, $50 an hour. You got 15 guys there. Split that up between $100. It's not that.
Matt. We can go. We could go play Macaulay for free.
Yeah, we could. It's still
also
downtown.
Downtown. Yeah,
still downtown. Doesn't change a thing, and it's nicer court.
Mm-hmm.
No, y'all talk.
It's just a life flicker.
No, that's some devil stuff.
It's a life.
Devil just trying to take a shower, or two.
He's trying to take a shower. Nah, I'll play that.
I will. Okay, back to. I'm trying to think of. We baseball wise, we really didn't get chewed out much while Costco was right.
I got one. I mean, if you want to go and do yours real quick.
I do remember one time. The only time I ever got chewed out of high school baseball was Connor Thornburg broke up my 15 game hit streak. Line drive hit up the middle. I was like, oh, that's a single. It's still alive.
Nope.
Go for it. And I got to first base, took my helmet off, and threw my helmet. And my coach comes over, and he's like, don't ever do that again. I was like, yes, sir. That's the only time I ever gotten chewed out.
I got a story, too, after you, Jake.
Mine's just real simple. Garland said, oh, yeah, got the wrong stone. Because my brother was really good in high school. He's like, man, I wish I had Garrett still. And I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
The disrespect.
Disrespect.
He's like, yeah, we got the wrong stone. Oh, shit.
But, you know, old Rich Johnson.
Oh, God. Bitch.
Dude, he comes in. We were playing as a district game.
You got to put your helmet on no matter what when he comes to the dugout.
At Bradley. And he hits a fly ball up to the pitcher. The pitcher doesn't leave the rubber. He stands there and catches it. And then you look at Mitch, and he has rage in his eyes. He walks straight in, sits his stuff down, goes into the bathroom, shuts the door, and you're just, like, there's no words. I go in there. Adam Cottle said he's been having to hold the kid's shit. He goes in there, and there's no toilet seat, and there's no back of the toilet. It's just a bowl. He ripped the toilet apart.
Okay, I have a question to you, baseball players. What's more demoralizing? Popping up to the catcher behind you, or popping up to the pitcher?
The catcher. I can't personally say one time
I've ever. I don't think I've done either, to be honest. I don't think I can get off the ground.
He's just a straight line drive, like a little
ground ball guy. Hit it at the ground.
I think what sucks is popping up to the first baseman.
Or is taking just 3 straight Ks pretty bad.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon,
yeah, good night. You just don't swing it. Wham, wham, wham.
That's brutal. The worst feeling ever is when, like, because it happens like that. After that hit streak was over, I went on a cold streak. I was like, 0 for 2, 0 for 3, 0 for 3. It's like that's the worst feeling ever, is not being able to freaking hit a ball. You're sitting there rethinking your life, like, what am I doing?
We play.
Am I this bad? Do I suck? It was just bad.
Cleveland was opening day, and we're facing Camden Sewell. And I get up there. I'm leading off for some reason. I get up there. It's 34 degrees. I've got 2 sleeves on, and all I've got is my elbow guard.
And I'm up there and just straight first pitch right in the ribs. And I'm like, oh. And I put my bat down. I took my elbow guard off. And I just walked to first.
Dude, this guy got hit more than anybody I knew.
I got hit more than I got a hit. So
yeah.
You know who the one person got hit more than him?
Not you.
I did.
No, there's no way. By one?
Yeah.
They had a competition. They had a competition.
Even though he could hit
anything.
Dude, for some reason, Dane Beard, every time we played, Dane Beard would always hit Jackson.
He hit me for whatever reason. And then every time I saw him outside of baseball, he was cool.
It's not like he was doing it on purpose.
It had to be something.
There's no way it was all.
It's not like, oh, this guy's a threat. Let me hit him.
It was funny because it was literally just him he'd hit, too.
I literally have a video of me at Macaulay. We're probably down 7, and I'm just getting nailed in the ribs.
You can hear it in that video. I remember.
I tried to bring the elbow guard down every time, and it would just miss and go straight in the ribs.
I was running my mouth a little bit, and I turn, and it hits me in the back of the elbow, and he goes, "You leaned into it." I was like, "All right." Next pitch, he hits me in between the collarbones in the back. And I just, like, look back there. And I was like, did I lean into that
one? See, I didn't talk. I didn't talk smack. I just looked hittable.
Crowd the plate, though.
I can't hit. I'm going to get on base either way.
I had a double to the opposite field off him.
I mean, you got a hit against Cleveland that one time.
That was an error by the third baseman. I hit a ground ball and it was an error.
Jackson had them bunts laid down though, dude.
I'll tell you what, you put a hula hoop on third base side or first base side, I'll put the bun there.
Yeah. Jackson, he laid with them bunts.
The quickest person people I knew was Josh Brown. But he could never get the bun down.
No, he did it on purpose. He told me that. He wanna hit. He got there and he'd drop it like this and miss it on purpose every time.
Because he wanted to hit.
Yeah. Every time we played district games, we played Bradley and McMahon. As soon as Connor would get on, they would immediately bring the first baseman up because they knew I was going to put the bunt down. And if somebody's on first, you put it on the first baseline. Coach Garland would be like, okay. I'm up there. Pitcher's not even set. I'm right here. I'd put it on the buddy every time.
You're like, come on.
They know it's coming.
Bring it to me right here. Ready?
Okay, and if him or Connor was on, it's routine. If him and Connor were on, either one was on first base.
Hit and run.
He was calling hit and run because I was.
You had the two. I mean, y'all are two fast guys on team. Definitely.
Hit and run.
I was at like the 85% success rate every time. If they took off running, I was going to hit it that way. But
baseball's a great sport.
Do you know whenever it's you get on first, I take the elbow guard off. I throw it in the dugout because I'm putting this bun down. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it down.
I just feel like baseball is probably one of the more entertaining sports to play.
Oh, yeah. Summer ball is just lit.
Just funny. It just fun. Because summer basketball is not lit because you play and then you walk. You just get done sweating after a game. You walk out in 98-degree heat. And you're like, God, where are we going to go eat? And then you just walk around with your teammates.
See, we're here farting around the
whole time. Yeah. See, I never played serious summer ball like, we're playing for trophies. We're over here playing just to play.
Yeah. Well,
I think that was the most fun.
I was on a serious team that shouldn't have been serious, sadly. But we still farted around to have fun.
The team we was on, we were playing for no college offers. We were just playing. I'm hitting lefty. I'm hitting righty.
As soon as I signed to play college baseball, I left. Like, as soon as, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play college baseball, I left and play on his team. Because
it's just so much more fun.
Why is there a reason? Yeah. Like, once
you're not trying to impress nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember watching one of y'all's games.
Summer or college?
I went to college games, and I saw someone, Eddie. Not your dad. First base, Eddie.
Ace Sidiski?
Yeah. Well, it was like, yeah, he could hit really hard. Oh, my God. He went oppo. Like, it was no problem. Just smacked it to left field. I was like, God.
Dude, that just made me
think. It sounded like lightning off his bat.
That made me think of something.
Yeah, when we played that summer, we didn't travel more than an hour, hour and a half.
Okay. God.
Went to Knoxville.
Blake pulled his hamstring on the first baseline.
Oh, yeah. Right now. My last hard hit ball I ever hit in my career was at Walter State, and I turned on it, and I hit it into the trees at Chet State, and then a week later, they're like, yeah, COVID.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was a brutal time.
And that was my last week of baseball of my life.
Dude, I remember, now we're getting into that, I remember that was unreal, bro. Because we started off as the best started program in history, Transylvania did. And I'm like, oh, we're gonna win the whole thing. Ironically, you know, everybody came back the next year but me. I transferred. They won it all. They didn't win it all. They won the conference and they made a run tournament or a postseason. But, dude, I remember this vividly. I'm sorry to get on a tangent again, but I just want to talk about this. We played Denison, who, like, D3 was super good. Beat them. And I remember this kid named Mike Blair had, like, two home runs one game. And he just comes in. He's like, oh, something's weird, dude. I don't know what's going on. Something's super weird. We had an off day the next day. Practiced the whole day. Then the next day, like, getting ready. We're warming up, doing BP. Center calls. Yeah, we're not coming down. COVID, not coming down. Then in, like, the span of, like, an hour, we went from just the tournament, the, like, round robin we were doing, canceled, to, you know, baseball was canceled, school was canceled. We had to get out, like, the next day. It was unreal. It was wild. And, dude, it was, I can't say much about it because, you know, appropriate. We went and had a little fun a couple nights before. Mm-hmm. Everybody was sick. Everybody was sick. This kid named CJ had to go to the hospital. It was that bad. So,
or the cause? It's not Rudy Gobert. It was y'all. Transylvania.
Yeah.
I have the same kind of story with me. We were up there.
I don't think y'all are sick. Well, I think y'all are hungry.
Or high on lots of drugs.
Illegal. I don't know if y'all came down with COVID. I think y'all came down with pot.
Y'all overdosed on PEDs.
Yeah. Someone brought the ecstasy.
The drug test the players. If you don't have drugs, you're off the team.
Dude, real talk. That was, sorry to interrupt. That was what's crazy. D3, they didn't drug test at all. I was gonna say you had guys.
They drug tested JUCO. You have to have drugs.
I've seen the Walter States players.
No, that's a different story.
Ritter has it at Walter State. After Christmas, you come back, you get your cleats, you get your new warm up shirts, and you get a bottle of D-ball. If that's not finished before the season starts,
I wouldn't doubt it. Honestly, I wouldn't doubt that one bit.
So here's a contract. We renegotiated.
you get someone like me that's just like 130, just absolutely like up to 180, just yoked in like 2 weeks.
That's some big boys over there.
Yeah.
Right, Ben Joyce. He's a good. I'm not saying he was a ball loving. He in high school. We played him in high school.
Did he go to Walter States?
He went to Walter.
Oh yeah, he definitely juiced.
Went down it.
He was pumped out in high school at like 88, 89. Okay, jeez.
Throwing 100 some.
He travel ball. They say he got up to like 94, 95. I played him his junior year at Walter States. He got redshirted or sophomore year, and the first pitch he threw across my chest was at 103.
Yeah. I don't know if that's hard work or it's all in a bottle.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I mean, obviously, if you take like Trin, you take TRT, you take all those kind of supplements to gain mass, gain speed, gain velocity in any type of sport, any PED, there has to be work involved. But it's like a little magic potion.
Takes that and just goes dumbbells all day.
Arm Farm Fridays, just hard.
Just everything arm. One arm.
Kimura Rocker and Cole Wilcox were big. They're fresh earrings.
Yeah.
They always.
Some people are just.
They're gifted.
But we played him in high school, and he was just a lanky kid. And then I played him his sophomore year at college, and he looked like he had the lower half of the horse.
You talking about Joyce or?
Joyce.
Yeah.
He looked like he could have the ass seen off a donkey and strapped it up to a man.
He does have some big thighs. Like,
nice.
Those are some spray paint pants.
They're painted on. Yeah. They're definitely painted on.
Yeah, because they're set those games, I was like, that's a man's ass.
I wish for the life of me I was just a little bit taller and I would have juiced. I wish. I'm just a little bit taller.
Whoa, this guy said he's going to do drugs.
No, I said I would have. I would have.
What was it? Altuve.
Without the trash cans, yeah.
Yeah, but my point being, I mean, it don't matter what size you are, because Jose Altuve was 5'4".
That dude is probably also gifted with just ability, though.
I bet he has hands like no other. I bet, you know, whatever that thing
I
is.
Mean, he gets here, he goes, yeah, absolutely. I hit one home run my whole high school career for a reason.
He never hit one.
Mookie Betts, well.
But Dustin Pedroia.
I had a lot of inside the Parkers.
Mookie Betts is different. Mookie Betts is just a specimen.
Hong Sung Kim?
Yeah, but he's also, yeah, that's another specimen.
They're all specimens.
They're all
specimens.
You're
in the league.
Yeah, you're in the
Have you seen, there's this one comedian, I forget his name, but he talks about Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo.
Is it to you?
Giancarlo?
Giancarlo, whatever his name. I don't know his name. Stanton from Yankees. He went to high school with him. He's a comedian. What's his name?
I know.
He's
exactly.
I thought he was going for football.
Yeah. He could have. He could. I think he played. He played tight end, right?
Yeah. And he's like, well, if he's not going to do football, he could be a crazy kicker, a punter. Turns out he plays baseball and he's just hitting nukes.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever watched Chipper Jones' football? He was disgusting too.
Yeah, Jock Peterson was dirty in high school.
Yeah, yeah, he played.
Also had Devontae. Yeah,
it helps when you know
you got.
No, everybody is distracted on Jock, but everybody's distracted on Devontae.
Yeah,
it does help. You could be cold when you got. Yeah, everybody was cold.
We are getting on an absolute tangent, ramble fest. But that's insane when you get like, okay, you see like, oh, this guy played with so and so, like Jason Williams and Randy Moss playing together in high school. Yeah. That's unreal.
White Chocolate and...
And Country Boy.
You know Randy what makes
Moss.
No sense?
They, like, it's that just don't... Randy Moss or Jason Williams?
Both of them.
Yeah.
It's like... Not to be, like, racial, but...
It's, like, mixed up.
It's mixed up. Yeah. Like, we're in a hunk dunk town in middle West Virginia.
Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah, and then we got White Chocolate up here, like, what's up, Maine? And then you got... Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's like, what's his name? Dude.
Man, I just want to play another play.
That's
good old boy.
That dude just earned my respect.
I like Xavier Liggett. Yeah.
But, it's always interesting to see, like.
What's up, brother?
Yep, brother. Sorry. I saw him. I had to do it.
But, yeah, I'll say this. I think it's interesting to see, like, because who else was it? Clayton Kershaw played with somebody, but then you got like Peyton Manning and Todd Helton playing together. You got like all these interesting stories about like these guys that like they played together, and then they're both just absolute studs in different
and
sports
and their own respective sports. Yeah,
it's insane.
Really crazy. What's another player that like try to think of players that played other sports?
Steph Curry could, I think, be on tour in golf.
LeBron
could have played football.
Yeah. Russell Wilson played pro baseball.
Apparently Russell was a dog at baseball.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray
was,
apparently he was a dog.
He was good.
J-Bo throwing it. J-Bo just humming at Florida State too. He played baseball.
Yeah. I mean, Miles Ray Plumlee for UFC.
Former, John Reese, you mean?
Or John Reese, whatever.
Yeah.
Former, what's it?
He ran fourth at his pro day, didn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's playing for UFC.
UCF?
UCF.
Honestly, can we look that up real quick?
They're ranked.
UCF's always been like a decent base.
They're ranked, so I don't know if he's playing. I mean,
I think with the draft,
you think he loses his eligibility due to that?
Doubt it.
Not only he's playing, there's no way.
This is his senior year.
I hot take. I think he's a better baseball player than football.
I've never seen him play football.
There's that dude from Clemson that plays Will Taylor. He played football and baseball too. Mm. Another guy.
No, he ain't on here.
Yeah.
He's a lower number.
And then you got DJ Burns out here saying that, getting NFL scouts talking about him too.
He'd be good left tackle.
Yeah, but
he must have lost his eligibility due to entering the draft.
I think that's probably what it was. But
some people, baseball is their thing,
dude. Yeah. That's like Maurice Hampton, Mel Hampton. I mean, he transferred to Samford. That's another guy I played against with.
Is that from?
He went to MUS.
He played at LSU and won a natty, and then he left.
Yeah.
I don't know why he left us. But
he went to Samford to play baseball, just strictly baseball. But played him, I don't think, he didn't play much at LSU. He was. I'll be honest, I think he was a better baseball player.
He started a little bit towards the end of the season.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was that the down year? Yeah. Was that the natty? That was
the natty year, a little bit.
This kid was like a Bo Jackson type, when I tell you, because we played them in Spring Fling. And our game was on Randall Day, so we were just chilling in this facility indoor. So we're just kicking it, like, you know, chatting up with MUS, and, you know, Mo's coming up, and he's massive. And I forget who it was. Someone asked him, he was like, hey, what's your bench, your max bench? Just curious. He's like, oh, I don't lift weights. He's like, I think my max bench was like 140. I was like, dude, what?
He's lying. He's lying.
Dude, I mean, he's massive.
He's lying. Out of his rear end, he's lying.
He was probably lifting weights.
At LSU, you're definitely in the weight room.
Yeah, he's definitely lifting weights at LSU.
If you're any SEC D1 caliber athlete playing football, you are in the weight room.
But,
I think Allen Iverson could have played football.
He was cold.
Jinx.
Jinx.
T. Higgins is pretty nasty at basketball.
Oh,
T. Higgins.
I got a story for y'all. So
Juwan Jennings was dirty in basketball too. I just want to say that.
So my coach, assistant coach, Mr. Coach Waters, is from Oak Ridge. He knows T. Higgins' family personally. He goes to church with T. and his mom, growing up his whole life. We go up there. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna enroll y'all into like a camp at Oak Ridge where other schools play each other and there's a tournament.
Basketball or football?
Basketball. I get out the car with my coach. Say, hey, what's up, T? I dapped up T. I looked at my hand in front of him and I go, that's going to be a $80 million hand one day. And he just like laughed.
Yeah.
They signed us up to play them.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. That dude's probably
God. Cold. Didn't miss a shot. Smooth. Dude, dirty.
And Keon Coleman's another dude.
We go all day.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, you're sitting here naming.
I mean, if we name any wide receiver, like a OBJ, soccer.
OBJ.
I mean,
and, well, basketball, too.
Probably, yeah. It's crazy.
You got Mookie out here that can
basketball. CJ Stroud's nasty at basketball, too.
And he's from Tennessee, isn't he?
Mookie?
Yeah,
Nashville.
Yeah. So.
And he's out here consistently rolling or bowling 300s, you know, perfect game. Yeah,
he's that. I think he plays golf, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
My club's coming tomorrow.
Best.
What'd you get?
The best athlete that doesn't play golf that's the best at golf is Tony Romo. Or used to be.
Is he cold?
Nasty. He plays in like the event, like qualifiers.
Yeah.
And he competes. He's nasty. He's probably better at golf than he was in football.
Tony, he had an addiction to throwing the quarterbacks.
The wrong team.
Dude,
wide receiver is on the offense.
He threw
offense,
more touchdowns to the opposing team than he did to his own team.
That's another feat. That's another interesting. Well, we're
rambling. We had a good episode.
Yeah, we're going to end it there because we could just ramble on. But, yeah, that was.
Hey, brother.
Hello, brother.
I'm Jack Stone, brother.
That dude's a clown. I love him, man.
I'm Matthew Linden, brother.
Will Campbell, brother.
I'm not doing that. I'm Chase Roberts.
Will Campbell. That's Lowdown Sports.
That's Lowdown Sports for you right there.